Turkey becomes the latest target of U.S. President Donald Trump's trade war. Trump has doubled tariffs on aluminum and steel imports from that country. Now, in a tweet, Trump said that the tariffs would be 20% on aluminum and 50% on steel imports from Turkey. This after the Turkish currency hit record lows against the U.S. dollar on Friday. Earlier, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said that his country will prevail in what he called an economic war with the United States. Separately, he called on the Turkish people to sell their dollars, euros, or gold and exchange them for Turkish lira. The detention of an American pastor in Turkey is one of the main factors behind the escalation between the two sides. Lawrence Davidson, professor at Westchester University, joins us from Westchester. Is this a case where politics is overtaking economy and decisions being made there? Because we know that there's this row that Turkey and the U.S. have over this American pastor. And does that make it right for the U.S. and its president to react this way?
No, it doesn't make it right. But what we've got here is essentially a battle of personalities. Donald Trump and the Turkish president, Erdogan, are really very, very similar personalities. And they're both authoritarian. They're both stubborn. They're manipulative. And so essentially, you've got two people who find it very, very difficult to negotiate, to deal and compromise, standing off against each other. And of course, who gets the consequences of this, who's harmed, is all the citizenry, particularly the Turkish citizenry, standing on the sidelines. So it's not so much politics as personality. I mean, neither one of these people should be anywhere near government power, because they don't know how to negotiate, they don't know how to compromise, and everybody suffers as a consequence of their personality flaws.
And quickly, if you can, if we don't get any compromise here, do you think that the U.S. is going to continue with its economic pressure on Turkey?
Yeah. Unless, of course, there's a significant backlash in terms of all of these tariffs in the U.S. to force the Republican Party to put pressure on their leader, Trump, to back off. And then if the tariff generally gets wound down, maybe Turkey will benefit. But there'll be no specific benefiting of Turkey on this issue if Donald Trump has anything to say about it, unless the Turks give in. But that's against Erdogan's personality, too. So we're stuck.
Thank you, Lawrence Davidson, professor at Westchester University.